Scott Waito, welcome to Morning Edition.
Great. Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me here.
Absolutely. Now, the city has proclaimed May as Bicycle Month. What are some of the events taking place around Wichita?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of events. One that comes to mind is the awesome festival that's going to be taking place on the 18th of May, and that'll be an opportunity for folks to go down to O.J. Watson Park and take part in some bicycle activities. There's also Bike to Work Day, which will be on May 17th. And it's a great opportunity for folks to stop in at, we've got four, I think maybe even five breakfast stations now where folks can stop in, grab a bite to eat on their way into work. In addition, there's a free lunch event that's happening in Old Town. So if you're a commuter or even if you're not and you just want to try it out, Friday, May 17th is a great opportunity to do that. A couple other things I want to highlight too are that there are two competitions. So if you're even slightly competitive, these are great opportunities to challenge yourself and challenge your coworkers to get out there on a bike and enjoy Bike Month. And one of them is the Shift to Bikes competition, and another one is the National Bike Challenge. And so I would encourage folks to check those out because they're a fun way just to engage your fellow employees and other commuters. And
we'll be certain to have that information on our website so they could learn more.
And I would recommend that people check out the new bike map.
Yeah. That is exactly what I was going to ask you about because, of course, I've got one of the bike maps. And, boy, it's just chock full of information, all kinds of tips on riding. And where can people find the bike map?
They're distributed at bike shops throughout the area. You'll also find them at local city halls. Libraries, just a whole list. And I believe some were even delivered here at KMUW. So,
yes, and I like the idea of the actually seeing where the paths are. And, you know, it is just what it says, a map, so you can find out how you can bike ride around the city of Wichita. So what's the latest with the Wichita Bicycle Master Plan?
Well, there's actually quite a bit that's going on related to the plan. Later on this summer, the city is planning on moving forward with design work for approximately 9 bicycle facilities. And when I say facilities, I mean bike lanes, paths, shared lane markings, bicycle boulevards, all of those things. And so there are 9 different areas where the city is planning on moving forward with doing design work for how those should look, where they should go, all of those different things. They include 1st and 2nd Street bike lanes, Market and Topeka bike lanes, a couple of bicycle boulevards, and then, again, some shared lane markings as well.
Now, based on your experience with this project, what can Wichita do to create a better bicycling community or create more diversity in the bicycling community?
Sure. I think the Bicycle Master Plan does a great job of providing a guide for what to do in the next 10 years and even beyond. And I think that in terms of diversity with cycling, providing facilities and opportunities and encouragement for everyone and education for everyone really helps to get to that diversity issue. And diversity not only of race and ethnicity, but also diversity in terms of income and just even geography. And so when the steering committee was putting together the plan, they were, you know, consciously looking at, well, where are bicycle facilities going and how can they help people from all over the city get to other destinations in the city? And so, yeah, by implementing the plan and working with the plan and moving forward with the plan, I think we can really achieve that as a community.
Finally, are there any suggestions for those of us who haven't rode a bike in a while to get involved this month?
Absolutely. Yeah. Bike Month is a great time for folks just to get out there and try riding a bike. Maybe you've got one in your garage and it's kind of got cobwebs on it. You're thinking, if you're like my mother-in-law, you're kind of like, boy, I don't even know if this thing works anymore. Well, first off, the thing is to get it out of the garage and check it out, make sure that it's functioning, the brakes work. And if it's not, you know, get some help with it. And then I would really encourage folks to try on May 17th. It's a great day. Get out there, get on your bike, stop in at a breakfast station, and then, you know, make your commute into work. And before you do that, one thing, if you're not sure about it, you're kind of on the fence, one thing I would encourage you to do is try riding your commute route on the weekend before the 17th. And then that way you can try it in a little less traffic. You can test your route, see if it works well. and just have fun with it.
Scott Wado is with the Wichita-Sedgwick County Metropolitan Planning Department. Thank you so much, Scott, for joining me during Morning Edition.
Great. Well, thank you so much for having me here. And have fun with Bike Month.